Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing really good. Today's a good day. I'm feeling very vibrant. I'm excited to be here with you. And I always do that. When you began your monologue when I'm on with you, I love just mouthing the words that you say.
I imagine that you do that even when you're not on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Just every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, no matter what you're doing or what you're listening to, you just start mouthing the words and people are like, what is he doing?
Typically I'm by myself, so I'm only alone with my own. But yeah, in the morning, when I get out, I look in the mirror and I say, you that bitch. And then I start, I'm about to say, coming to you live. That's not what you say. That's not what you say. But I do it.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 61 in the house. And a few days ago, I told you Kevin and Helena were doing one thing. And the next day I told you they were doing a different thing. And then the next day I told you they were doing a different thing. And then the next day I told you they were doing a different thing. And then yesterday I told you a thing, right? Vic to Josh, Jace did a great job and she flipped that. And with what they're being broadcast, hopefully, I think this happened one time with Puya and then it just eventually started working at some point.
Hopefully this shit gets fixed.
Yeah. And
you're fine for me too. You look good.
I mean, I just okay. It says it's good now. Okay. Sorry, everyone. It just got a little choppy there. That's what happens sometimes. You know, even StreamYard is frustrated with Kevin and Helena at this point. look, there's not a lot to talk about here, mostly because the feeds were down for a lot of the important bits, but also because it's just like, what are we even doing anymore? But here's what we'll talk about. We started the day with nothing, but then eventually we got to Betty and Helena talking. Now, as you know, Betty was the HOH, Josh and Jace on the block. Kevin and Helena have gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth about who they wanted to evict. Last the night of day 60, they had talked to Betty and let her know that they were feeling like they were, or Kevin had talked to Betty and let her know that they were, he was feeling like he wanted to evict Josh. Betty was very upset about it. Betty talked to Helena here on day 61, and Helena basically let Betty know, like, yes, I am also leaning that way. I am feeling like, we should probably evict Josh. That's kind of the way that I'm leaning as well. Betty doesn't feel like it's the right move, but there's not a lot she can do here. Helena talks to Kevin about the conversation with Betty, and they both agree. Betty's reaction to this is concrete proof that Josh and Betty are connected again and that they will be taking each other at the final four and that they can't trust either of them. And then they subsequently forget that this conversation happened.
And that was the funniest part of the entire thing. But honestly, I get the frustration with them waffling back and forth. But you know when people have too much power that they feel like, okay, we can do whatever we want to do. We can take as much time as we want to take. And this is what they're basically doing. Nothing is like, is like relatively of time is not a factor in their mind because they have all the power this week. And so when you have all the power, you can do whatever you want. So you let your mind run to different things. Very frustrating, but I mean, I kind of like the madness of it all in this big scheme of things. And I really like the conversation that Helena had with Betty at the beginning of the day, because I felt like Helena, even though she did say, yo, I think, you know, Josh leaving, she came to that decision at that point at, you know, the very morning or whatever. But I really love the small things that she's interwoven into that conversation, where she was like, I wonder why Kevin is, you know, being indecisive if he wants to keep Josh or not, kind of putting it on Kevin's back in little ways. So I really liked, I wrote that down as some little things that I thought Helena really did well, just in case Betty did want to take it back to Josh. But I didn't mind it that much, honestly.
You know, the thing that I'm frustrated with is that I have been here all week long, diligently keeping track of every little point, every little bit of gameplay, jury management that's happened with each decision, like figuring out exactly the reason why each flip has happened, thinking, okay, this time, this is the concrete reason. I've given them the whole through line of what's happened here. And every single time I've been there, I've done the work and it's happened. And then one more time, we need it to happen again. And this time we didn't see it. Yeah, it wasn't even on the feeds. So the final flip, where we actually get to see what the final result of what actually, I don't even know. It wasn't on the feeds.
I love the anger and the frustration. I love when you get amped up like that.
Before matters. Trash the last 5 live feed updates. They're useless.
When y'all make Taryn mad, y'all make me mad.
Anyway, Betty talks to Josh and lets him know, Josh, they're voting you out. She's very upset about it. She's so sorry for putting him on the block. She's such an idiot. Josh says it says a lot about their character that they're willing to do that, especially if they're going to blindside me. He's not going to give up yet, though. He'll talk to Helena one last time. Who cares about Kevin? He only needs one vote. He'll talk to Helena and see if he can get her vote.
Josh is one to talk about blind sides. Like that whole conversation, he was like, oh yeah, it speaks a lot about their character. They're willing to blindside me. Homeboy, did you just not, should we take a look back at the epic
right?
triple eviction that just happened when you were distraught afterwards and you blindsided 2 of your close allies? Like, should we, if we want to venture that part, we can. And so even Betty started crying, saying, I did like this, the self-realization of, I'm not playing for myself. I didn't make the best move for my game. Well, the best move for your game would also not be to make JL leave. Like, that would also be beneficial if she stayed. If y'all had a conversation at the beginning of your HOH where you kind of rang every part in, but no, you wanted to like let personal things motivate you more, and you made that decision. I get the Josh nomination. I don't get the JL nomination other than like, you know, Petty Betty and whatnot. But it's a lot of things that you didn't do for your own game. But Josh to be the one to say, oh yeah, they really doing this, it shows a lot. Homeboy, if we want to talk about character flaws in the game of Big Brother, we can definitely start with you.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I just like, I've loved Josh all season long. And I feel like he has a big heart. I don't love the self-righteousness when he is very guilty of the things that he is being self-righteous about.
Literally. But you know the thing, he also, and I don't think he does this, like, I don't think he knowingly does this, but anytime he gets in, he has the puppy dog eyes. I just like, I feel like when I look at him in those moments, I feel bad, but then I have to remember the bullshit he just did. I'm like, ah, nah, homeboy, like everything your ass is getting handed to, you rightfully deserve. So take it.
Mm, Well, Josh is going to talk to Helena. And this is right before the episode started. He said he feels like he's better for Helena's game than Jace is. He says she's been in less competitions than me, but won more of them. She's great under pressure. You know that you're always safe with me. I will never get rid of you in this game, Helena. And then she starts going on about, you know, she has been thinking of the pros and cons. Helena does tell him Betty, you know, Betty did want you gone at the beginning of this week. I don't know why they think this is like big info to drop. I get that they had a lot of success with the Jace secret veto story, but obviously Josh knows that Betty was willing to like let him leave at the beginning of the week. And obviously things have changed.
Yes.
You know this. This is, again, I talked about this yesterday. I literally said, I think they're in danger of going full tunnel vision on this. And I think they have. I think that they are so far down this twisted corridor that they have forgotten the bigger picture, and they've forgotten some of the information that they have themselves gleaned over the last few days, which even in just in today, when they talked about it, that Betty and Josh are back together. You have no idea the contents of their conversations. She says, she's trying to drop it through, drop it in here. Like, hey, Betty did want you gone at the beginning of the week. And she goes on to talk a lot here. It's actually not a lot of Josh talking. It's mostly Helena talking, basically describing why she's voting him out by the time the feed's cut for the episode. So doesn't seem like this is very successful here. And I don't think that this conversation is what we will credit as like what changed, you know, their minds. And by their minds, I mean Kevin's mind, because it's seemingly, again, him that is going to initiate this change. But yes, that conversation.
Well, we know, you know, as Kevin said numerous times, we know what was contributing to the flip-floppy. JL manipulated Kevin into being on one way. It's JL. JL is the cause of this chaos, apparently.
That's the thing, right? Like, I think that if Kevin had, if Jace hadn't been the one to introduce some of the points to Kevin, because like that's the thing about the pitch that Jace made, is that she didn't say anything particularly new to Kevin. She just explained things that he had already thought about, and she reminded him of them, right? Because again, they're in this tunnel mode where they're taking these twisty turns and they're forgetting about information before. They had all of the information that made them want to keep Jace in the first place when they first decided, and then they got lost in the woods. And then Jace reminded them of the reasons why they wanted to keep her in the first place. And then they were like, right, that's a great idea. We should do that. But then because it was Jace that reminded them and not themselves reminding themselves, Kevin was like, wait a minute, is Jace manipulating me with my own information? Because he forgot that he had the information in the first place. And so he was like, I don't know about this. And I think he really doesn't want to be tricked by Jace. He'd rather be tricked by Josh. So instead of being not tricked by Jace, he's being tricked by Josh.
And he made that very apparent. He even said, JL, you've been the first one to manipulate me in this game. You've been the first one to mind F me in this game. Like, what's going on? So I do think that having JL, Jace manipulate him is far worse than, you know, having like Josh do it or anything like that. So,
yeah. The feeds come back. Josh talks to Kevin. Josh is kind of telling Kevin about his conversation with Helena. They're in like a weird mood. Something is clearly like, there's been conversations that have been happening while the feeds were down. Josh says to Kevin, Jace needs to go. Kevin says the jury does love you, Josh. Josh is like, well, where are you at, Kevin? Basically Josh is like, Helena doesn't seem to want to keep me. And Kevin's like, yeah, she's been on that page. Kevin trying to play up like Helena's more leaning that way and that he's maybe more open to keeping Josh. Kevin says, I'd love to lose to you, Josh. Can I confirm that I'm your losing finalist? And Josh says, yes, you're my losing finalist.
I hate when people say, and I think Betty made the same comment to Helena and Kevin yesterday as well. I would love to lose to y'all. If I lose to y'all, I'm okay with it. That's just, that just makes my skin crawl. Like, why? Like, don't say that. Mm-hmm. Ew. And then Kevin going on this whole campaign yesterday, like basically kind of downplaying his whole game. But I definitely think people were clocking into what he was doing at different points in the day. But it was always very frustrating. I was like, stop. Like, I just hate hearing that, that you would, I will, it would be a pleasure to lose to you. It's giving me like Kylan and like Xavier type of stuff.
Kevin says, look, I'm screwed and I know it. If Jace wins her way there, they'll all be like, oh, amazing gameplay. And Kevin is just losing his mind. Like, I can't even describe, you know, over the course of the season, there have been a few live feed updates where I've just been like, and then Kevin is being weird. This is one of those nights where Kevin is just starting to like be very strange. He's just he talked about his inner child a little bit, and there's definitely some child here as he just starts to like,
do you want to fake a fight, Josh?
Day 61. And Josh is just like, what are you doing? I'm fighting for my life right now.
Do you ever have those moments though, like when you're like either you're alone or you're just with friends and it's like a dull period and then you just like your mind is cracked and you just lose it in a very hysterical, hysterical menace-y type of way?
When I was a child, yes.
I have that like yesterday. Like it still is with you. You just have to tap into it more, homeboy. You're so damn serious all the time. Loosen up.
Oh yes, that's me. Very serious all the time. Kevin is just being a bit weird. Kevin does admit eventually that Jace did get to him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they talk some more. Josh is saying like that he's willing to throw the HOH competition. Helena joins them. Things are still weird. They start talking about Jace and how they don't like her. How like basically emotionally they would much prefer again to lose to Josh than Jace, and they don't want Jace to trick them. Kevin talks about being manipulated by Jace. It's a big cluster here.
I mean, I feel like if we want to pin the flip on the evidence of what we've seen on feeds, if mm-hmm. we're just really grabbing at straws here, I think one element was in that conversation when Josh kind of convinced Kevin that he would throw HOH to Kevin. So if we want to grab at anything, I feel like that's the only thing we have to grab for, because Kevin did say that that was a determining factor, Josh throwing the next HOH competition.
Yes.
So basically him and Helena.
I think that's the easy narrative to tell, and it's probably what we'll go with. That said, it seemed to me like Kevin was already on board before that moment. Who really, that's my thing, is that like, who really knows? But we will probably remember this as Josh saving himself by pitching that he would throw the HOH, but I don't think that's really the cause, but at this point, like, whatever.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Helena and Kevin talk afterward. They say, Helena's like, what changed? Like, what's going on? He said he'd throw the HOH. And I think he'll cut Betty. I think we should do it. And Helena's like, yes, I agree. And so they lock it in again. All right. We're keeping Josh now. That's what we're doing. Okay. And just like that, now Jace is leaving and Josh is staying.
Have you had any interactions with Kevin?
No. Oh, okay. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered. You should check your DMs. Probably you have like a massive message.
His Twitter account's probably private or something, so I don't know if I would even be able to see.
Oh, probably. But yeah, I always wanted to know if y'all had any interactions. It was a flip-floppy day. Finally, they came to a decision, but that could very well change. But I don't think it will change. I think this is the final decision based
on... I don't think they have time to change.
A true tea.
I think if there was another day, they would flip back again. Genuinely. Yeah. Genuinely. I think that this was literally a week of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And Jace just landed on, Mo or whatever it is that finishes it, right?
Okay, just take a bias toe.
I thought about toe. But then if he hollers, let him go, out goes, why are you?
I don't go that far.
I don't either. I don't know. What are you going to do though? I talked about this last night in the recap, but like, what a disaster of a back and forth. Part of the reason that I think that this is a bad call, because I've been saying all week long, I think they can go either way. I don't think there's a huge difference. The huge difference is in the fact that if you waffle back and forth all week long and make your decision at the very last moment, you have done zero work after the decision. There's this week and this decision is more than just making the decision. It's also making sure everything's locked in for next week. Yeah. And once you make that decision, you can't just then flip back over and go, oh, all the work I had done before is still the same. No, it's different because now they know that you are going to change your mind and that you are going to get rid of them. So all of the work that you had over there is different work now to do. It's such a mess. And like, it's frustrating because, I want to see a game well played here. And I feel like Kevin and Helena have gone from like Danielle and Jason to Cliff and Nicole. What is happening here? Not only that, I think Cliff and Nicole made a better decision. They actually got Holly to throw the HOH. I don't think that Josh will actually throw the HOH, but who knows?
He shouldn't. I mean, based off of earlier this day, Betty basically told him he's going home and it's my fault that you're going home. And the fact that we come to tonight where it's a different decision, he definitely shouldn't. But I honestly think Josh will. Just because I just don't think he'll think, oh, what happened then? You know, Cliff and Nicole, they say, not Cliff and Nicole. Who the hell? We talk, Kayleen, not Taryn, what are their names?
Jackson Holly?
No, the people in this house.
In this house, Josh Helena and Betty and Kevin. Jason,
yes,
Helena and Kevin.
Yes, you threw too many names in there. I was like, wait, which one am I grabbing at? I think he has so much comfort in them and they're little. I mean, and even he was in that little thruple room with them and they were bitching about Betty. And so I think being locked in with Helena and Kevin is his only go-to at this point.
And here's the thing, because I've always been a defender of Cliff and Nicole in this spot, in the sense that their decision was very difficult. And I can't blame them nearly as much for the wishy-washiness, because they had a very tough situation where like they were locked in and then Jackson came in with information that he shouldn't have had and lied about what Tommy said. And it was all very confusing. And there was campaigns right up until the very last second, versus like, they've basically been left alone by Josh and Jace. Jace had one conversation with them. Josh had one conversation. This has all been on them. And to me, this is not a very, like, I've been very high on Kevin and Helena all season long. I do think they're very good players, but this to me is potentially a deep indication of the fact that they don't know how to play from ahead. Which is a serious flaw in a Big Brother game. I've been very impressed with their ability to deal with adversity, but knowing how to play when you're actually in control is very important if you're going to be a good Big Brother player. And they are not exactly showing themselves very well here.
That's a good point, because I really never thought of that. And I was about to kind of come to their defense and say, you know, everyone has like their off weeks, you know what I mean? Like, let them slip a little bit. But I think that they are ahead and they don't know which way to go and they don't know how to move from there, from that standpoint. So that's a really good point.
Yeah, well, so they decide they're going to tell Jace about their decision. So they do. They say, we respect you too much. We are going to evict you. Jace is obviously not happy, much less happy than she was the first time they told her, because they've been playing around with her hopes this whole time. And she calls them snakes. She's very upset with them. Josh and Betty in the meantime are talking and they're celebrating. Oh, these idiots are keeping me. I'm lying to them about what I'm going to do. This is awesome. And Betty's like, oh, I'm also lying to them, these fools. This is awesome.
Jace has every, I remember she flicked off the mirror. She has every right to be pissed. And I know even after the conversation, when Kevin walked in, she was sitting in the bed crying. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like a mental hullabaloo in that house. And so I'm pretty sure that she was crying. And then Kevin came in and she was like, I'm just having a moment. Kevin left and then came back with Helena. And they were like, Jace was like, well, stop stringing me along and tell me like what's going to happen. And so I think she has every right to be frustrated and just like annoyed at this point. And then we have Josh and Betty, and Josh is like, these fools. I don't know what to believe with Josh. I think it's where I'm very frustrated at, because he can say one thing to Betty, but I just don't know if that's his true emotion and his true mindset going into next week. Because I feel I'm going to fool these fools. You know, we got one up on them. They're keeping me, but I feel like he's going to go back to the same, like, Kevin, I want to work with you, please. So I just don't know where to go with Josh in this situation.
Josh says to Betty, he will never turn on her ever again. He says, I would never do that. I do not think for a second Josh will take out Betty. I do think there's a chance that he tries to take the easy way out and maybe throws the veto. But maybe he does pull a Holly and throws the HOH too. Neither one of them needed to do that. It was very dumb of them. It was very dumb of Holly to do it. It would be very dumb of Josh to do it. He still could. And at that point, and that's the thing too, where it's like, you know, they should want Josh to, like, it. This is how deeply, like, lost Kevin and Helena are in logic right now. Kevin is like, if Josh throws the HOH, then one of us is guaranteed in the final three because one of us will win HOH. And it's like, yeah, one of you is guaranteed in the final three anyway.
Literally.
It doesn't matter. Only one person can be evicted at final four.
I love hearing you yell about this because it is frustrating. And when you, it's very frustrating, but be damned.
In my opinion, they should want Josh to, if they're really hoping that Josh throws the veto, I think Josh is more likely to throw the veto if he is the HOH. Granted, they should want Josh out before the final three to begin with. So it's still better for him to not be safe. But they anytime they talk to Betty, they realize, whoa, wait, they're way too close. Mm-hmm. But then they didn't talk to Betty for long enough that they forgot. And now they're like, nah, they'll cut each other. They're vastly overestimating their position here.
And I feel like another reason why I think like Kevin, Josh will make that decision to like throw the next HOH is because I think that triple eviction was a lot for him to endure emotionally, mentally, just like walking around the house, basically looking like dead and just like showing nothing at different times. And so I don't think he wants to, especially with all three of his closest allies, I don't think he wants to be put in that position ever again. But I mean, but who knows? We're at the final four, so you need to like make a move and position yourself to win. But he hasn't really positioned himself to win through the later part of the game. So
yeah, I think the reason why he might not throw it is because he still has a lot of anger toward Kevin. And I think that right now he's in a headspace where it's like, yeah, I will evict Kevin because screw him. So in order for him to be in a headspace to not throw or to actually throw, I think that, you know, Kevin will have to get him to not be so mad at him, but he doesn't even know that Josh is mad at him. Bad, so it's going to be a tough, you know, hill to climb there. That's pretty much the day. Jace and Helena are going to talk a little bit, very briefly. Jace just says, I don't respect your game at all, Helena. I don't understand why you go out of your way to lie about what you want. Cause remember, Helena was telling Jace all week long that she wanted to keep her. And lo and behold, Kevin says he's not keeping her. And now Helena's not keeping her anymore. And so you don't make your own decisions. I don't respect your game. Josh and Betty got you guys good. They're very good at this. And Kevin also comes in and tries to do what he did before. And you know, certainly it's a better, you know, I think that Kevin probably has Jace's vote over Helena at this point, given her current mental state at the very least. But, in my eyes, both Kevin and Helena just completely, lost certainly Jace's vote against either Betty or Josh. And not even out of bitterness, out of like, you guys are idiots. You're believing Josh and Betty. They're tricking you. They're better players than you. And she is going to go to the jury house with this. I think that they might have just guaranteed that they have to be sitting next to each other and if they want any chance of winning, because at the final five here, this is huge. If Jace goes into the jury house saying, I have no idea how Betty and Josh managed to trick Kevin and Helena so good, but they clearly did. Then if either Betty or Josh are sitting there, I think they probably are able to beat both Kevin and Helena. I'm feeling like it's going to be a much tougher hill to climb for both of them.
I remember I was on an episode recap about 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago or so. And I remember saying that I think the front runner for this season is Kevin. And you gave me opposition with that, was just saying how like kind of what the jury kind of respects and what they're saying going on, like even comp wins to the littlest fact, not the littlest fact, but it's a big fact. But like now my mind is kind of completely like shifting in that direction. And I was still like, okay, Kevin, you got to get there. You're going to win. But now as we're continuing, like the jury management isn't all the best regarding that duo right there. And so they definitely have a tough hill to climb. You know, not get into final two, but you know, for one to win over the other. And so I don't know, it'll be a very interesting situation if they do make it there.
Yeah, I certainly could be overreacting here. Like I said, all week long, I've been saying, I think it's basically an equal decision, but I think for me, it's the waffling back and forth, the way that this has made them look, is significantly worse. And I think that they have potentially just lost the game for themselves, for the both of them, with this ultimate way that they have handled this entire week. That basically if they lose the veto at final four, neither of them can win because both Betty and Josh beat them. And then if they lose the final three HOH, they both lose because either Betty or Josh will beat them. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Of course, things could change, and the jury is the jury, and who knows what the jury is actually thinking. I, of course, could be very wrong, but they certainly think they're leaving themselves open to that possibility to a much larger degree than they had before. It's not a good place to be. Not a good place to be at all.
Yeah, man. Damn. I feel like you get on here and talk 61 days. We're going on 61 days strong. So if there's anyone's opinion I'm going to bet on for that result, it would be yours. So.
I mean, basically, like, I think like the two of them were like the stamp of approval was like inches from the paper for like these two to be potentially legendary players. And now they're in a position, in my opinion, where if they don't win these last couple of competitions, that stamp might not get approved. Like their application might not be approved.
It'll be delayed a little
bit. If they win the competitions, like these sins will be forgiven. People will forget about the indecisiveness. They'll remember the domination. But if they don't win these competitions, people are going to remember the fumble at the end of the game. And it's not going to be great for their legacy.
Also, do you recall the conversation Kevin was having with himself in the storage room where he was kind of talking about finale night? And he was talking about a little bit, but he made mention of like the how he has no competition wins. He made reference to Sandra on Survivor.
And so
in my mind, it was kind of like, is he going into it wanting to win, like beast out these later parts of the last parts of the competitions, or is he just going to take that standpoint and, you know, get to final two, talk his shit and think that's going to be enough?
I think that he thinks he can win. I think that, he's been playing his chance, but I think he also recognizes that not winning competitions is bad for him. And that if he doesn't win any of them, it is going to be a pretty tough call, but he thinks he might still have a chance.
Yeah.
He's talked to Helena about the fact that, you don't really get much time at all to sell your game to the jury in the speeches. So he recognizes that and he knows that these end competitions are really important. And I think that's maybe again, part of why he feels like, bringing Josh is a little bit better because, you know, he's worked Josh the entire game and, instead of bringing somebody that he, doesn't have as much control over in Jace, is relying more on winning the competitions, whereas taking Josh, he feels like it's more locked in. But, you know, his mistake is that the reality is that he is, instead of proving that he is like more Tyler-esque and like showing that he has all of these people who will bring him to the end, he's proving that he is not quite on that level because Josh is not there. And he does not have Josh. So, Definitely some mistakes happening here, but that's where we are heading into tonight's eviction. As of right now, Jace will be evicted. Who knows what could happen during the day today? Typically, there's not a lot of time to talk game through Thursday. I would imagine that Jace wakes up today and feels like, let me just try one more time. It happened once. Why not try again? I would hope she would try again. And if she does, there's a chance she breaks through one more time. So don't be completely comfortable thinking about what might happen here tonight for the eviction. But of course, big competition here tonight with the HOH in terms of guaranteeing one person safety. And then the veto, of course, is going to be the thing, I think, that decides potentially the entire season. As we head in for that, I believe we are looking at probably the feeds going down around Saturday or Sunday for the final four eviction. So not many more of these remain. But anything else you wanted to talk about from yesterday, Jacob?
I'm glad they made a decision. And I think this is the final decision. Luckily, they don't have enough time to, hopefully they don't have enough time to flopful again. But I've honestly, like, even though this week was, you know, very frustrating, as you said, I still enjoyed it. Because in a sense, and I hear, and as you kind of elaborate more on them fumbling the bag, I like seeing them fumble because they've been on such a high, not in like a position in the house standpoint, but their game speaking for themselves as viewers, as we can see, has been such a high for, you know, the long part of this season. And so I love to see like them mess up a little bit. I always love to see the people in power kind of fall down and to see how they get back up if they can, especially this late in the game. So we'll see. My fingers are still crossed for just because I like her personally, F the game, you know, who wins, but I'm still pulling for like a Betty to make it to the end just because I just like her very much, but. I mean,
truly the silver lining of all of this is that it's all great for Betty.
Literally.
Betty, yes. Betty's win equity just shot up here in my eyes. Relatively, the thing is that now I don't think Betty's cutting Josh anymore, which is actually not the best. Because I don't think she beats Josh right now. But you know, we will see with all of
this. They're back to being, in like Betty's wedding. Like that's where they're, Josh is back to being in the wedding.
Yeah. So. Business B is not here anymore. it's back to, Joshy Smoshy. I don't know.
Joshy Smoshy. I love that.
That's where we are. I will of course be live today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Darren Armstrong. We'll try and talk through some of these stock watch options here. The market will close at 8 p.m. Eastern when the episode starts, and I will be live on Twitch watching the episode with all of you, seeing if anything changed last minute. And then, of course, after the episode tonight, I will be live to talk through it all here on Rob's a Podcast. Kevin Martin should be joining us. He can tell us about his conversation.
Wait,
with
who?
Helena. Kevin Martin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's my guy.
You're like,
oh, what?
I heard Marty and I thought Marty. I was like, what the hell Marty doing back? Okay, nice. Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
Yes. So that should be fun here tonight. And
wait, he's gonna be on tonight?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
What?
Why am I not on tonight?
Screw, I don't know. Why are you?
Ass
Sam. Come join us.
T-Bitch, I should.
All right. Anyway. Well, that's what we've got for tonight. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens tonight. Assuming we have a new HOH, plans for nominations won't really matter, but we'll be able to update you on the HOH, hopefully, and we'll have some fun with that. So that's about it. Find me on Twitter, @ArmstrongTaren. Check out The Taren Show. Jacob, what have you got going on?
Who was your, did you have a guest this week on The Taren Show?
We should have the Lisa Taren Show coming up. It hasn't been posted yet though. So maybe I need to check in on it.
Yeah, maybe you do. Yeah. What's up guys? My name is Jacob Jones. You can follow me everywhere at JacobJ_Jones. I'm not really up to much besides like my life. Anyways, I'm not podcasting about this, but you should check it out. Real Housewives of Atlanta premieres this Sunday. And when I tell you, this is like my only point of existing is till Sunday to watch this because it's a long time coming. Candy Burris as Taren, you like her. And my favorite housewives of any franchise ever, who I stand night and day, death or alive, dead or alive, is Kenya Moore. And I just can't wait to watch it. So if you are interested, because I'm pretty sure some will be on. So, oh, we won't really have Slavery Brother next year. I think, I don't know. But watch it anyways. Taren, you should definitely watch it. And yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I will see all of you next time.